Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You've probably heard the axiom, the only constant is change. Our next guest stays busy helping companies manage change, which has become increasingly more important in light of today's political and economic climate. Guillermo Avila is CEO of 365 Digital Technologies, and he joins us by phone now from the company's headquarters in Malden, South Carolina. Guillermo, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, give us a brief overview of your company and how it all got started.
Yeah, absolutely. Officially in May, we celebrated 6 years. Was in the consulting channel for quite some time before that, and my wife and I decided to take a leap of faith, and we opened up this company, and we're specializing a lot in project consulting and actually OCM, which is organizational change management, that we launched officially a few months back, and also specializing in PMO advisory and also CIO advisory.
So a lot of letters in the alphabet there. Explain a little bit more what these are and what all that means.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the PMO advisory, we're basically a project management office. So for some companies that simply can't afford to have, you know, full-time talent in-house, we become a fractional PMO for them. And then on the enterprise and ERP type rescues or implementations, we basically handle really large scale projects for companies. So in a lot of cases, they may have internal talent that could handle small to mid-sized projects, and we come in and handle very, very large projects, and which is why we added the OCM component, which is organizational change management. It really partnered with those services that we offered pretty well in that one of the big things that companies wrestle with is change. You know, we're introducing maybe a whole brand new platform, and people have been doing the job maybe the same way for 20 years. And so what we decided to do was bring in that service so we could start walking people through the process of change. And it's been really, really well received. And that part of the practice is continuing to grow.
And so is that the most common change, I guess, that you see that companies need help with is when they bring in new technology, I guess?
New technology, people's roles change. You know, we see it commonly as, you know, we've done this job the same way for 20 years. Why do we need to change? And so when I'm handling those projects, I'm handling those projects being able to implement the solution that we're about to change to. And then the OCM team handles the people side. So they're basically just the listeners. You know, what are you scared of? What can we do to walk you through this process? There's a lot of engagement that we have with my projects to that user community. And the whole goal is to get user buy-in. So that way the company, the community itself, they're ready for the change. They're going to embrace the change. And it takes a little bit of time. But, you know, that's a lot of what we focus in on, is to make sure that the company at the end of the day is going to embrace the change that we're bringing in.
Now, how about change that is caused by external forces, such as today's uncertainties involving politics and the economy?
Yeah, that's a tough one, because we've got some clients that are impacted by, you know, anything from, let's say, tariffs. And, you know, now there's some uncertainty whether people's jobs will be around because something may not be shipped out because it's too expensive, or now we're not receiving in goods because the cost of it is too high. So where our OCM team comes into play is saying, let's manage the change that's about to happen. And they'll go in and develop game plans so that way we can engage the user community. And we try to come up with solutions. And if we think that there are possibilities of roles that may be eliminated, we work with the company to say, can we put them somewhere else? Is there a different skill that they can learn, especially for companies that have employed people for a really long time? We have one particular client who's going through a massive change where a lot of their product come from China. And so, and being able to engage them and just talking them through the process is, well, let's see if we can re-enable the talent we've got and refocus elsewhere. And maybe we could leverage technology to help us do that a bit. So it's really all encompassing, especially in light of a lot of the changes that are happening right now.
And is a lot of this done through in-person meetings, through Zoom calls?
It's all the above. All the above. For sure, we typically try to kick off our meetings all on site, so that way we can spend some time, get to meet some people, shake some hands. And typically as we go on, we'll be able to do things on a more remote basis and come in as needed, just to try to save on costs. But we do a hybrid mixture when we do a lot of these type of engagements.
Well, Guillermo, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Guillermo Avila is CEO of 365 Digital Technologies. He joined us by phone from the company in Malden, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.